everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and I am here at the Rave Radio podcast booth here on the show floor. I have my guest here today, George Herbert from Epifan Video. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey. So tell us a little bit about the company and maybe how long have you guys been around, where you guys are located?
Sure. Yeah. So Epifan's been around for a little over 15 years. And we've been making video capture devices in a lot of different styles, whether that's USB capture cards or standalone appliances for live streaming, recording, and things along those lines. And today our focus is definitely on the latter of that, making standalone products for streaming and recording in different scales, different levels, depending on what people might need.
Cool. Have you seen the company evolve in a certain way over the past few years?
Yeah, I mean, we started with USB capture cards. We were one of the first companies to have like a VGA to USB capture card 15 years ago.
Okay.
And of course, you know, that there's a lot of those products out there on the market now, and we've kind of moved towards the standalone appliance recording and streaming aspect, getting more involved in live event production, in education with lecture capture and things along those lines. And that's definitely our main focus now and for the future probably.
Cool. What's your background in AV? How did you get into this? How did you stumble upon this amazing gem of an industry?
Yeah, so I originally come from a PC background, network administrator background. I worked in computer stores building things and that sort of stuff, and kind of caught a lucky break. Ended up getting hired with Epifan nearly a decade ago, and kind of, you know, as you guys have on the tag on this, you know, AV has become my life because I didn't really have much of a choice, but it was different at first. I found it really engaging and unique and challenging to learn a whole new set of technology that I had a good base for, but there was whole new workflows to understand. And so, yeah, I've definitely enjoyed it, and there's always new things to learn, and that's what I enjoy most.
So you guys are obviously here at Infocom for a reason. I know Johnny has bumped into you on the floor, so probably has talked about certain products, but either go in detail about those products that you guys are showing here or maybe some new ones that you haven't mentioned before.
Yeah, so I guess our newest product is our Pearl Mini. I think even Rave used to use our older Pearl product when you were doing a lot of the video podcasting and stuff like that a couple of years ago. And the new Pearl Mini is kind of in a similar vein, but it's designed to be a really small, lightweight, portable, but still a standalone device for streaming and recording. So it's a small little wedge-shaped box with multiple HD inputs, professional audio inputs, and it just does everything. Mixing, switching, streaming, recording, all at the same time on one piece of hardware. So for us, it really represents a great piece for, definitely lecture capture is something we're going to be really positioning it for, where, you know, you can use it with camera and maybe a slide presentation and do all your live streaming and recording in a very easy to use way. And that's a big importance for us, is to make sure that our products are simple and easy to use, but also powerful and flexible. And I think with Pearl Mini, we've really hit that, and we've had bigger products for a while, we've had smaller products, but I think this one really hits that sweet spot. And so far this week, the excitement about it, people coming by the booth and checking it out has been amazing. So.
Good feedback. Then what about, is that your favorite child in the booth or your favorite product, or is there
any
other?
It is now.
Cool.
Yeah,
it
used to be some of our other, still making USB capture cards. Again, because that ties you more directly with the PC world, I've always kind of had a little bit of a favorite with those personally.
Sure.
But definitely this product, because I think it just hits such a good middle ground that I think there's going to be so many different use cases and customers that will enjoy using it to reach their customers. I mean, that's really what it's all about at the end of the day, is making sure that your content is reaching your viewers or listeners or whatever it might be, and that content is as high quality as possible.
Sure, definitely. If someone is not here at Infocom or wants to check it out later on, maybe after the show, where can we find all of this online?
So you can always find us on our website, epifan.com, epiphan.com. Of course, we're on the usual social media stuff, Facebook, Epifan Video, YouTube, Epifan Video. We have a YouTube channel where we do a lot of our own. We do a weekly live show where we do all kinds of fun and interesting experiments and talk about the AV industry and news around that. We did one live from our booth earlier today.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. People can definitely check us out there.
Very cool. And then you can find me in the Twitter land too, at Barella Victoria _. And you can find this podcast and other many podcasts from the show at ravepubs.com/infocom2018. Well, thank you for coming onto the show. I hope you have a great rest of your InfoCom.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. And you've been listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Tascam.